respected ulama ikram, elders and beloved brothers in Islam. In this age of zulmat, in this age of darkness, in this age which is reminiscent, reminds one of the prophecy of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wherein he said, Badiru bil a'mal fitanan ka qita'im min al-layl al-mudlim. He said, hasten towards a'mal. Persevere in a'mal. Continue exerting yourself in a'mal. Never ever become complacent, satisfied with the level of your deen. Why? Because he said, fitnas are coming. Trials, tribulations, tests on the iman of the ummah. He described these fitnas and said, ka qita'im min al-layl al-mudlim. He said, like sections of a dark night. What is the underlying meaning behind this analogy or example? Is that we find that nighttime or darkness very secretly, stealthily encroaches upon one. There is no fixed point where you can say that now daylight turned into nighttime. But very, very secretly, till all of a sudden, person realizes it is completely dark. So he said, like this, fitnas are coming stealthily, secretly, from different directions. And what will be the effect of these fitnas? He said, يُصْبِحُ الرَّجُلُ مُؤْمِنًا وَيُمْسِي كَافِرًا. A person will have iman in the morning, by the evening he will have become a kafir. يُمْسِي مُؤْمِنًا وَيُصْبِحُ كَافِرًا. A person will have iman in the evening, by the next morning he will have become a kafir. And what will be the underlying cause? What will bring about this loss of iman on such a mass scale? He said, يَبِيعُ دِينَهُ بِعَرَضٍ مِّنَ الدُّنْيَا. My ummah will sell their deen in return for the paltry wealth of this dunya. And we see it happening around us, so many places in the world. Sometimes for a hamper of food, sometimes for some medical treatment, sometimes for some school education. All sorts of different reasons, iman is being sold almost on a daily basis. Some countries, South America, Africa, Jamaat have been, in the last 20, 30 years, millions and millions and millions of Muslims have become murtad. Those who had Miftahul Jannah, the key to Jannah, are giving it away and are forsaking the kalima of La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. So in such an age of zulmat and darkness, for these type of gatherings to take place, on the nisbat of the love of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My respected brothers, this is not an ordinary thing. This is a great favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. ذَلِكَ فَضْلُ اللَّهِ يُؤْتِيهِ مَنْ يَشَاءَ. This is Allah's fazl. Allah gives it to whomsoever He wants. This coming to the masjid, or coming closer towards deen, or this desire in the heart to go closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is no personal achievement. This is tawfiq from Allah. Shu'aib alayhi salam in the Quran, وَمَا تَوْفِيقِي إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ تَوَكَّلْتُ وَإِلَيْهِ أُنِيبُ. That whatever I have done, a Nabi of Allah is saying, whatever I have done, it is with tawfiq from Allah. Upon Allah I place my trust, and to Allah I will have to return. On one occasion, Dawud alayhi salam addresses Allah, and he says, كَيْفَ أَشْكُرُكَ وَشُكْرِي لَكَ نِعْمَةً. He says, O my Allah, how should I make your shukr? How should I express my gratitude to you? Wa shukri laka ni'mah. When even this much that the desire has entered my heart to make your shukr, that is your ni'mat on me. That is your favor, that is your bounty. Inna quluba bani adama bayna usbu'ayni min asabir rahman yuqallibuhuma kayfa yasha. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the hearts of insan are between two fingers of the fingers of Rahman. Allah can turn those hearts in whatever direction He wants. And no one can question Allah. La yus'alu amma yaf'alu wa hum yus'alun. Allah cannot be questioned. Insan will be questioned. So he says, Ya Allah, how can I make your shukr when even this desire to make your shukr is your ni'mat and bounty upon me? So Allah Ta'ala says to him that, O Dawood, now that you have realized this, realize what? يا أيها الناس أنتم الفقراء إلى الله والله هو الغني الحميد. That, oh people, every one of you is faqir. Every one of you is a beggar. Every one of you is totally and completely helpless upon Allah. Dependent upon Allah. Wallahu huwa al-ghaniyul hamid. Allah is the only being that is ghani. That is totally and completely independent of this entire creation. And truly worthy of all praise. Now that you have realized this, al-an shakartani, now you have made my shukr. Because this is hadaf. This is the goal. This is the objective of this insan in this world. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسِ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. Allah says, I have not created insan, I have not created jinnat for any other purpose except to become my slave. For this quality of abdiyat, to make izhar, to make apparent that I am the bondsman of Allah, I belong to Allah. The life of this world, the things around us, my respected brothers, that is there just to test us. إِنَّا جَعَلْنَا مَا عَلَى الْأَرْضِ زِينَةً لَهَا لِنَبْلُوَهُمْ أَيُّهُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. Allah says, whatever is in this world, مَا عَلَى الْأَرْضِ, this مَا is comprehensive. إِنَّا جَعَلْنَا مَا عَلَى الْأَرْضِ, everything in this world. Allah has made it zinat, has made it attractive. Generally, the heart of insan aspires towards these things. زُيِّنَ لِلنَّاسِ حُبُّ الشَّهَوَاتِ مِنَ النِّسَاءِ وَالْبَنِينَ وَالْقَنَاطِيرِ الْمُقَنْطَرَةِ مِنَ الذَّهَبِ وَالْفِضَّةِ وَالْخَيْلِ الْمُسَوَّمَةِ وَالْأَنْعَامِ وَالْحَرْثِ ذَلِكَ مَتَاعُ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَاللَّهُ عِنْدَهُ حُسْنُ الْمَآبِ. Every branch of the amenities of this world to which the heart of insan aspires is mentioned in this verse of the Quran. And Allah says, Zuyyina lin, we have beautified it. We have made it attractive. The heart of insan aspires for it. Whether it is women, whether it is the mines of gold and silver of this world, whether it is agriculture, whether it is commerce, whether it is the opulence and the wealth of the world that is stretched out in front of you. Allah says, all this has been beautified, has been made attractive to insan, حُبُّ الشَّهَوَاتِ. And then Quran places one label upon all this, ذَلِكَ مَتَاعُ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. All this is mata'. What is mata'? Imam Ismail rahimahullah was a great scholar of Arabic grammar. If you look in the lives of the Salafi Saliheen, if you look in the lives of our pious predecessors, we cannot imagine the extent of khidmat of Quran, the extent of khidmat to the ulum of deen that they did. Thousands and thousands of kilometers they would traverse in order to acquire the knowledge of deen. Nowadays, we cannot lament sufficiently over our lack of munasabat with Quran. That shauq, that shagaf, that desire, that talab, that inclination towards Quran is no more there. Quran, our elders are saying, ek na ashna peygham ban chuki. Quran has become an irrelevant message for us. Put it on the shelf, Ramadan comes, we take it out. Some occasion of barakat or blessing comes, then we take the Quran out. But what is Allah telling us in the Quran? What does Allah want from us in the Quran? What is Allah commanding us in the Quran? That concern, that worry is no more there. This is that kalam, kalamullah. We have value. We have value for worldly knowledge. Sciences of the world, that is regarded as knowledge. But my respected brothers, if you look just basically, fundamentally, what is my purpose in this world? Why has Allah created me? What will give me success? What will give me fail? What will bring about failure? These basic fundamental questions. We can go to the universities of the world, go to the archives of worldly knowledge, go with the lifespan of Nuh alayhi salam, and go book to book, page to page, with a binocular, and spend our entire lives just to answer these basic questions. What is the purpose of my creation? Who am I? Who created me? What is success? What is failure? Go page by page, spend the lifetime, spend the lifespan of Nuh alayhi salam, and wallah, Allah's qasam, you will not be able to answer these questions. That which today we regard to be knowledge is not knowledge. This concept or this idea that if you don't have a PhD or you don't have a university degree, then you are ignorant. This is a fallacy. What is ignorance? He who looked around him, he who saw the rising sun, who saw the setting sun, who saw the lush landscapes, felt the cool wind of the breeze on his cheeks, saw the print, the myriad colors on the wing of the butterfly, saw the snow-capped mountain peaks, saw the eagle perched on the top of the mountain, observing that ripple in the stream below, and then it swoops down in order to catch its prey, the fluidity of its motion, the manner in which it flaps its wings, the manner in which it clutches its claws, the pointedness of its beak, the sharp gaze of its eye, the artistry in its motion. He who saw that, saw the cheetah or the lion running towards its prey, saw the perfect timing and the fluidity in the motion of its limbs, saw the proportion and the design and the perfection in the formation of its muscles for it to carry out its task and for it to proceed towards its prey at such a speed. He who heard the thunder, saw the lightning, and failed to see Allah, failed to see the qudrat of Allah, failed to see the kibriyai of Allah, failed to see that unequivocal call that is found in all these things, where this insan is invited to recognize Allah, he who has failed to see that, more jahil and more ignorant than him, there is no one. Jahalat, ignorance is ignorance of Allah. Ignorance is ignorance of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In fact, my respected brothers, the whole world of people who have not recognized Allah, who have not understood the oneness of Allah, who have not accepted that Allah is my Khaliq, that Allah is my Creator, who have not recognized the beauty of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the whole world of them put on one side, and on the other side, one person, his iman is so weak, there is no salah in his life, there is no zakat in his life, there is no hajj in his life. But he has recognized the oneness of Allah, has accepted the beauty of the personality of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This one person, for our understanding, let us say he has sight. He has sight in one eye. Why? Because his iman is weak. Deen is not there in his life. But he has believed in the oneness of Allah. At least he has sight in one eye. Compared to him, the entire world put together that has not recognized Allah is blind. It can be Einstein. It can be Newton. It can be the intelligentsia of our time.